Absolutely. So let's pick this up. We have architectural design and considerations as the next module. So let's start with this comparison, cloud versus unified. It's a new option. It's likely to generate a little bit of confusion. So the goal here is to explain this and make sure that you understand exactly which configuration best fits your organization. And in true IT pro fashion, the best way to do this, in my opinion, is to have a build slide.
You got to have lots of builds.
We've got to have a build slide.
There's a guy that has a lot of love, because we know that all of you IT pros out there, right, you have a lot of love for the infrastructure, and we're gonna give it to you in a diagram form right now.
Two diagrams.
Two, yes. That's, bonus.
I've sweated over this slide, so I hope you all enjoy it. Virtual round of applause would be appreciated. So thank you very much. Yes. So here we have our beloved IT administrator. This guy spends their life day by day staring at the management screens, keeping the IT and organization working. And this configuration is the cloud-only configuration. So if you've had any experience with Windows Intune to date, this is the configuration that you're most likely to be using right now and been aware of. So what that means for our administrators is they're staring at a screen that is a web browser, that is our classic Silverlight Windows Intune console. Through that, they connect to the cloud service. And then through the agents, they then start connecting to the clients that they're managing. So those agents are downloaded, and we'll look at that in more detail later. But that connection is made directly from the device up to the cloud. So once that agent's installed, it starts reporting, and you can start the management process. And it doesn't matter really where that device is, whether it's internet-based or whether it's on your corporate network. As long as we can get port 80, port 443 out through the corporate firewall, then we can connect to that device wherever it may be. And it can be in a coffee shop, it can be at home, it can be domain joined or not. It doesn't make any difference to our service. So as well as supporting the PC platform, now we have this new direct management channel. Now, before we relied on some infrastructure through EAS, which requires Exchange. So in this release, I want to highlight right up front, that's no longer needed. This direct management channel interfaces directly with the operating system that we're managing, and it will create a secure management channel with the built-in capabilities of those platforms, whether it's a Windows RT device, whether it's a Windows Phone 8 device, or whether it's an iOS device. And by creating that enrollment, by building that channel, the users can then consume policy. We pull inventory information, hardware information. We can track software deployments to those devices. And we have the ability to make available these published applications, whether they are line of business applications we've developed in-house, or whether we're deep linking to one of the third-party app stores, whether that's the Apple App Store, Google Play, or the Windows Store. So as well as the direct management channel, we do still support the EAS infrastructure. And for that to function, you need to have a directory synchronization connection up to the Windows Azure Active Directory that I mentioned earlier. So by installing DirSync on-prem, you basically allow your Active Directory to synchronize with Windows Azure. We can then use those users and groups from your AD to allow you to turn on management for the devices so that you have that kind of single story for the users to log in. And we'll spend a lot of time looking at this configuration in the next module.
Well, when you look at, too, that there's Android connected there, and that's just, as of right now, we don't have direct management of Android, but you can still manage that through EAS.
The Android platform has been a bit of a challenge for us. One of its strengths, I guess, is that it's so diverse. I mean, it's been out on so many different platforms. You can get so many different vendors from it. But one of its weaknesses is that diversity itself. There's very few standards around exactly what the OEMs have to deploy as part of their build image. So what we've seen is a lot of Android devices that are cutting out some of the capabilities. And there really isn't a standard direct management channel that we can plug into with our service for the Android platform. The only standard we have is EAS in terms of being able to get some level of policy control and inventory information out of the platform. So we still support that. You can deploy applications to the Android platform, even if you're not managing it. The Intune service has a capability through the web browser to be able to deploy line of business apps if you wish to. But in terms of getting inventory information and really managing the device through policy, you need the EAS connector to be in place for it. So that is the cloud-only configuration. So let's switch over now to this new unified configuration. And straight up front, we have a different experience from our administrator. They are looking at their day-to-day management tasks from System Center Configuration Manager. That allows them then to deploy the agents on Configuration Manager to do the management of their primary on-prem devices. We have Windows 8 support, we've got Windows To Go, Windows Embedded, as well as all the existing platforms and Mac now with the SP1 release. So obviously, a very powerful management service there. Now, through the connector in Windows Intune, we now have this capability that the System Center Configuration Management interface links with the cloud service and basically redirects that direct management channel from the cloud to the on-prem configuration.
So I want to pause right here because I keep, you know, this is a regular question of what does SCCM provide over Intune? Well, the reality is that there's kind of now this where there's each one kind of has its own benefit, right? So if you go Intune only, there's direct mobile device capabilities that you don't necessarily get with Intune by itself unless you use that connector, which you can do. But SCCM, when you look at that architecture slide, right, there's also additional platforms that are supported. So just kind of, again, pinpointing some of the differences of the two platforms. And of course, we've got a unified infrastructure, so you've got all in one. But those are some key distinguishing factors there.
Right. And in fact, I've got a slide in a second where I'll give you some pointers that typically you can use with your customers or with your organization to help you decide really where's the best way to position this configuration for you. So back at the slide here, we've now got managed our PC platforms. We've got managed our direct managed devices through this Intune connector. Now, in order to make this functionality work, obviously for a larger organization, their Active Directory is a key investment. It's the primary channel for authentication and authorization. So we need to make sure we integrate with that. Now, it is possible to configure just a directory synchronized version of this, but we strongly recommend that that is not the case. And the reason for that is you end up with managing two sets of passwords. And David will go into a lot more detail on this. So through ADFS, you end up with this single sign-on experience that wherever the user is, whatever device they're on, they can authenticate against their Active Directory credentials, and then through that gain access to whatever software they are entitled to through our company portal. So I wanted to highlight here that the Exchange EAS infrastructure is also supported directly through the System Center Configuration Manager. Before we had that connector that was running from the cloud service on-prem to the Exchange server, now you see we've switched that over to System Center. And the reason for that is that we're basically setting up the System Center management databases in the SQL instance that you're using as the repository for all devices. And we figure that's really where everyone wants this to be. You want your on-prem configuration, your mobile devices, as well as any EAS managed devices in a single database. So for that, use the System Center configuration, connect it to your EAS configuration, and then you can control the policies through Exchange to get those devices managed. However, that being said, go back to the slides here. We've got one other edge case that I want to address directly for our existing customers and potentially for our new customers on the unified configuration. We do still support this process of, let's say, your road warriors or your branch offices, small satellite offices that have no on-prem infrastructure. We understand that it's likely that those organizations, they just quickly want to get some kind of management out there with Windows Intune agents directly to the cloud service. But at this point, you can see our IT pro, our administrator, now has two consoles. Because at this point here, everything in white is reporting to System Center. The blue element here, when you install the Windows Intune agents, you then rely on the on-prem service to do the management of the cloud-based service to do the management of those PCs. So these are the guys that never come on-prem. They don't have VPN, maybe not even domain join. They could be contractors, whatever they are. You can still install those agents directly onto those devices and manage them through the Intune web console. This is an area that we're working on, and certainly an area of focus to allow this to all unify into the System Center config. But we wanted to point out that that is still a supported configuration. If it works for your organization, it is still an option for you to work. Okay.
The last piece here, right, because we're talking about Office 365, right, is that Exchange Active Sync. We had one question on what is Exchange Active Sync. It's been around for a long time with Exchange, and that's really there to manage all of your mobile devices utilizing Exchange. You can use that with an on-premise Exchange server or use Exchange Online as part of Office 365, and as Richard's slide shows here, that SECM has connectors up to both O365 and your on-premise Exchange servers so that you can manage all your devices, even if you had a hybrid scenario of Exchange on-prem and in Office 365, Intune and Configuration Manager would centralize all of that.
Absolutely. And it's one ask that we've had really since the Office 365 launch is to integrate with this. And I want to point out, as it stands today, there is an integration issue with the users who are entirely Office 365 based. So their mailbox is up in Office 365. The connector that we were using for our Exchange integration doesn't integrate with that on the cloud-only configuration. So we have a situation where you can manage the device policies through the Office 365 capabilities, and you can manage the user through Windows Intune. So we can make available applications to their devices through Windows Intune's portal, but we couldn't discover those devices or inventory them in Windows Intune without this connector to the Office 365. Now, System Center resolved that. They fixed that issue, and I'm pleased to announce that very soon we're going to be able to do the same thing in the cloud-only configuration. So watch this space. An announcement will be coming soon, but that's definitely something the engineering team's been working hard on to allow us to discover whatever devices are connected to the users you're managing, however they're connecting.
Yeah, and when I've been talking about Intune for quite a while now, that's one of the frequent requests I get is, well, can I connect it up to Office 365? Because if you think about it, if you're a small business and you sign up for Office 365, right, you can have devices in there, you've got email, you've got the full collaboration. If you then put on Intune on top of that, you've got a company in the cloud, essentially. You can, you know, between Intune and O365, you could have no on-prem infrastructure and just really do most everything you need to do, right?
Absolutely, yes, yeah. And what I find very interesting is when we first started with Windows Intune's launch, a lot of people kind of dismissed us as a service because it was so straightforward, so simple. And there was a lot of concern out there, especially in the IT pro arena, that, you know, the consumerization of IT, that the BYOD was going to have tens of thousands of us all being laid off because there was no requirement for this level of complexity. But you can see that just the sheer diversity of the platforms that we have to manage and the different mechanisms that they can be managed in order to meet all of the requirements for an organization, this has come right back at us. I mean, this complexity on the back end is still there and still needs managing. So your IT pro who understands each of these connection mechanisms, the ability to configure them, to set the security requirements, to allow BYOD to happen in a way that isn't exposing the organization to risk, they're pretty secure right now. And with every release of these mobile devices, with every release or an update of the Windows platform, you can see that the capabilities that are being demanded of the platform needs this level of complexity to be able to address the simplicity that is the end user experience. They may just click a screen and see some apps that appear and just click install on that app. But the process behind the scene to both create the package, make it available to wherever they are, and deliver it in a secure manner that would allow them to consume that wherever they are, that takes some work and takes some effort. And certainly looking at this this slide here, this is no mean architecture slide. I mean, it takes some explaining, it takes some understanding.
Yep.
So that's a real kind of benefit for me as far as I'm concerned, because this kind of flexibility keeps us interested. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of technology here, and it's a fascinating area for us to work with.
And as Richard mentions, you know, we'll be diving into different parts of that, specifically with Unified later on today in my session. So the connection from SECM to Windows Intune and how does that happen, as well as, you know, how does all of that ADFS, Azure, Active Directory stuff work? That's up next.
Absolutely. So now that we've explained these slides, we've got our cloud-only configuration, we've got our unified configuration. How do we select between them? So a $64 million question. Which configuration is best for me? So what I've tried to do here at a very high level is give you three buckets of kind of questions to ask your customer or to ask yourself in an organization to determine which one of these configurations best fits you. So the first option here really is around the current configuration on site. So, jumped ahead there, sorry. So this configuration here. Do you already have an existing investment in Configuration Manager? If you have an on-prem investment in Config Manager, then really it's a no-brainer. The unified configuration option is best for you. You will be able to extend the capabilities of your on-prem infrastructure to manage those devices directly, and it gives you the capabilities that you're used to in terms of the PC management platform, server management, Mac OS, all the other platforms that Config Manager supports. Another possibility is that you've got a management platform that maybe isn't providing you with the capabilities that you want or the scalability that you want, in which case that leaves it open to the next few buckets. You've now got to ask yourself a few more questions. So, scale is the next big one. If you are under 5,000 users and PCs, then the cloud-only service could well work for you absolutely fine. We've got customers out there that are in that range, and they're working with Windows Intune cloud-only every day. However, once you start to get to above the 5,000 users, and this isn't a hard limit, there's flexibility in there, and I urge you to go talk to either your partners, if you're a customer, or talk to your Microsoft representative to get an idea of exactly what the capabilities are, because one of the challenges of scale is very much based on your configuration and your network settings on site. So we may be able to scale beyond the 5,000, but depending on where those users are and depending on the bandwidth connectivity that you have in your network infrastructure, you may need to look at some kind of on-prem cache or configuration to manage that sheer number of users in, a single site like an HQ site. So there's a complex discussion around there, but we have a simple flip. Once you're over the 5,000, you really are moving into the unified configuration space. The capabilities and the scalability that we've got in those connections really pushes you towards the unified configuration. So last and not least, though, is this box here. So it's the required feature set. So this is where you really do need to get down into the details of each product offering. And go back and have a look at that, the tick box in the first module that shows the capabilities and the platforms that are supported by both the cloud-only config and the unified config. And in this space here, this is where you really do get into, okay, well, we absolutely have to support Windows Embedded. Okay, that's your unified configuration. We are okay with iOS or Windows RT support and PC platforms, in which case you have the option for both. But if you address these three boxes and look at the capabilities as well as the scale and your current configuration, you should be able to make an informed decision about which one of these configurations works for you. There is a chance, or rather a channel, to go through where if you start in the web-only configuration and get that up and running, you can, at a later point, switch that to be on-prem. It's not as easy to do it back the other way. In fact, there's no channel really to go back the other way without causing quite a lot of pain, purely because we can't scale down a large-scale on-prem configuration to go back into the cloud at this point. Never say never in the cloud. That's the one thing that I've always learned. The Each release brings new feature sets and new capabilities. But as it stands right now, the recommendation is if you are web only, you can call up support and you can get a switch set for you so that you can then take control effectively of the managed devices through Config Manager and switch it to a unified configuration. Going back the other way at the moment, not supported. So definitely look at that and what it means to your organization and which one of these configurations is closest for you. So that leads us then to the next big question, and that is to sign up or to sign in. And I wanted to address this one directly because we've had a lot of confusion around this in the process. When we integrated with Office 365 and the Windows Azure platform, some people didn't really understand what that meant in terms of their sign-on process. So the goal in this is to explain specifically what you should be doing if you hit this screen, the sign-up screen. If you have no cloud identity at the moment on the Microsoft platform, so you're not using Office 365 or Dynamics CRM or any of the existing online Office platforms, then you're free to sign up here. This would be your identity in the cloud. It's going to create you what's called an org ID, which is something at onmicrosoft.com, something or somebody at somewhere.onmicrosoft.com. So that becomes your org ID to represent your business in the Windows Azure Active Directory. If you already have that on Microsoft.com alias in place, you've signed up for Office 365 already, you should make sure to click this. And let me just highlight this because it's very easy to miss. This option here. So you sign in rather than sign up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if we want to snap to my machine for a demo, I can give a little show of the console just to kind of give you another idea of what that looks like inside the machine. So in here, I'm at account.manage.microsoft.com, right? And this is the main Windows Intune portal that I've logged in with my ID, right? Well, when we look here, we have all of our users, right? And in this case, I'm logged in with my onmicrosoft.com ID, this one there. And if I want to sign up for even other services, right, so even let's say Office 365, I would go to portal.microsoft.online, and you'll notice that these two portals look very similar, right? when you go from one to the other, it used to look even more similar, but they thankfully put this Windows Intune in here, so you know when you're in one versus the other. But as you can see here, when I first log in with my onmicrosoft.com account, even with Office 365, initially it'll just say, hey, you have no licenses here. And when you go into, if you decide you want to add that additional subscription, you can go into manage or to the purchase of the subscriptions there. And you'll notice that there's all these different plans here and you have different trials, right? So you sign in once with that onmicrosoft.com ID, and then two different portals, at least for Office 365 and Intune, the account portals, that have a shared database of Windows Azure Active Directory, which we'll talk about next. And then you'd want to sign in with that same ID to sign up for a trial so you can share the database. Otherwise, you'll have two disconnected, totally different environments. A little confusing, but hopefully that clarifies things a little bit for folks.
Right, and that's a very good point. So we have two views onto the same Windows Azure Active Directory store. And the reason for that is in our Windows Intune account portal, we're obviously lighting up the features of that identity for Windows Intune. So just because you have 10,000 users in the Windows Azure Active Directory doesn't mean you're going to be managing all 10,000 of those users with Windows Intune. It's up to you who you're going to manage for the BYOD story. So the idea here is you would go into the Windows Intune console and you would activate the users you want to manage in Windows Intune. But it's important to understand that that on Microsoft.com alias is shared across all these services, and that makes it very powerful for you because you can just turn on and off these subscriptions as you need to for the users. But it has caused some confusion where people have signed up with kind of a temporary ID to trial something. They get into the first 30 days, they've started joining users, they've started adding computers and policies. They then get to a point where, great, I want to use this for real. And they've created a separate on Microsoft account that doesn't match with their existing on-prem, their existing Windows Azure Active Directory credentials, and they've had to effectively throw away the old account, go back into the sign-in screen here, sign in with the correct credentials, and then add another 30-day trial and restart all over again. And it has caused some problems in the past. So that's why I wanted to highlight it on here. Going back to the slide, one other note down the bottom here to highlight is this is especially important for larger organizations that are more likely to have these instructions in place. Make sure you sign in here and you use your trial through the same credentials that you've got your EA linked to, so that you don't end up in this situation where you have a trial that's expiring and you want that linked to your existing EA linked service. So definitely a gotcha that we've had to address over the years through our support channels, but I wanted to bring that up right front and center so there should be no confusion around that now. So with that, that brings us to the end of the second module. We've looked at this architecture, the cloud-only configuration versus the unified configuration, hopefully addressed very clearly where the dividing line is between them and exactly what kind of decisions you need to make around the setup for on-prem versus the setup for cloud-only, so unified versus cloud-only, and then the sign-in or sign-up channel.
Yep. So with that, we're going to probably go ahead and take some additional questions that are here that we have from inside the Q&A panel, and let's pull it up right now. So what's the difference between a Microsoft Online.com ID and a Microsoft account? So I'll be covering this a little more later, but effectively, there's a lot of different names for that online ID. Some people call it on Microsoft.com account. Some people call it Microsoft Online IDs. Some people call it user IDs or org IDs. But effectively, what that is your identity or your account in Windows Azure Active Directory. And that combine that with it only being an online domain, right? So they're kind of one and the same. It can be a little bit confusing, but that's what that is. Let's see here. What else do we have? Go ahead.
I got a question here that's why should we actually use the Windows Intune together with System Center and not System Center components? Well, effectively, what the unified configuration does is it turns the Windows Intune subscription into a System Center component through this connector. The primary reason that we're using the cloud for this, instead of trying to manage it all through the System Center console, is the very nature of the devices themselves. They are a mobile device platform. That's their goal. So it made sense to use the cloud as that configuration mechanism. So wherever the device is, however they're connecting to the internet, we can manage them. As soon as you get into an on-prem only configuration, they would have to be Wi-Fi connected in or some other internet-based connection to enable us to manage those devices. So it made sense in the BYOD scenario for these mobile devices to use the power of the Windows Intune cloud data centers to support that connector.
Okay, we got one other question, and then I think we're going to have it as a wrap. There's one person that says, hey, I don't have Active Directory integration, but I do have the Office 365 company configured. Can I use the Office 365 credentials with Intune? The answer is yes. That is very much possible. When I did that demo earlier, I showed you the user portal on one side. Well, if you were to see the user portal on the other side, you would see that those users are the same because they are synchronized up to the same database. Now, again, like we mentioned, you need to make sure that you use the same ID to sign in with the Intune trial and the Intune account so that you share that same Active Directory database. But yeah. So with that, we're going to call this second module a wrap. And we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Please make sure that you fill out the polls as they come up.